Hey, boys and girls, Zach here again, and today is Wednesday, November 6th, and I am about to check out of the Budapest Hotel, and this evening at 11:55 p.m., I am taking on the Trans-Mongolian Railroad, so this is the last major test of the trip. I did Habitat for Humanity build test in terms of super sweaty and flies buzzing all over your face and all that good stuff. I did the Moscow test, didn't get arrested, haven't been abducted by the KGB. And now it is the Mongolian Railroad test. 4.5 days on a train from Moscow to Ulaanbaatar. I am traveling first class. I am going high style, so that means that I have a berth with one roommate. Don't know who my roommate's going to be. If you do second class, you have a berth with four people in a berth. And then third class, you're just basically stacked up like cordwood in a train car. So I opted for the first class. 4.5 days on a train. No showers. There is a dining car. I will have opportunities to get off the train and get snacks at stations, but there is the peril of you not knowing how long the stop is going to be. So some stops might be 2 minutes, some might be 20 minutes. So I've got to be very careful about making sure I know how long each stop is before I jump off. So I don't want to get left behind in Irkutsk or someplace like that. So, what else? Boredom. I have downloaded as many books, audiobooks, movies, and TV shows that my laptop can possibly handle. I'm literally like on my last gigabyte of space. So I don't know. I don't, if my berthmate is fun, maybe we can get to know each other, play cards, drink some vodka. Who knows? If they just want to keep to themselves, then it's going to be a long haul. And I don't know how much the Siberian scenery is going to occupy my imagination for how long. So I've got a lot of movies and things to do. I've got a pair of headphones with only one working headphone, so as long as that right ear keeps working, I can watch movies. Also got some audiobooks, and I got my Kindle, so hopefully I have enough entertainment to pass the time. Food wise they've got, besides the dining car, if you don't want to spend money in the dining car, they've got like a hot water kettle, and so I can grab anything that's like, you know, that you just need to add water to. So that pretty much means cups of noodles. So I may be living on a diet of just MSG and chicken bouillon for the next 4 days. So I don't expect to get a lot of nutrition. I don't expect my hygiene other than my toothbrushing to be very good. I hope that my mental faculties hold up over 4.5 days. And yeah, so I put together this little list of anxieties and fears pre-Mongolian Railroad. So I've already posted this on Facebook, so if you've already heard it, it's going to be a repeat. Okay, number one. These are things I am afraid of or anxious about on the train. So number one, I will snore, pissing off my berthmate. Number two, my berthmate will snore, pissing off me. Number three, we will both snore, pissing off people in neighboring berths. Number four, my berthmate will turn out to be a thief, murderer, Russian bro who insists on challenging me to vodka drinking contests for the duration of the journey. Number five, I will get on the wrong train. Number six, I will get off at the wrong stop. Number seven, I will get off in Irkutsk to buy snacks, and the train will take off without me, marooning me in a frigid wasteland. I kind of already talked about that. Number eight, subsisting on little more than instant noodles, the resulting cascade of MSG and salt will liquefy my organs like an Ebola victim. Number 9. After 95 hours without showering, my body will emit a noxious cloud, causing the train engineer to pass out, and therefore a tragic derailment. Number 10. Having exhausted my emergency supply of toilet paper and having no paperback books to use as fodder, some of you might, just as an aside, some of you might know my story about using book pages as emergency toilet paper in Japan, so that's a reference to that. So having neither of those, I'll be forced to use the edge of my Kindle as a kind of squeegee. Number 11. Being without internet for the better portion of a week, my friends will have to be forced to go back to reading boardpanda.com for their daily entertainment. Number 12. The bleak, monotonous scenery will affect a mental psychosis, and I will start to hallucinate that other passengers having the rapidly shaking heads like what Tim Robbins experienced in Jacob's Ladder. It's a Jacob's Ladder reference for those not in the know. Go watch that movie. It was terrifying back in the 80s. 80s or 90s? I'm not sure. Number 13, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And number 14, my pillow will be lumpy. So there's my list of anxieties and fears. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few things. I'm sure you can add a few things, but those are the top things on my mind. And since I'm not going to be able to post any podcasts or Facebook posts or Instagram or any social media for the next 5 days, I hope you all enjoy yourselves without me, and I'll try to pop up again in Mongolia, but then I'm going on a 3-day trek into the outback. Should be interesting. Get to ride horses, hopefully see some eagles, see some wild horses, eat some mutton, live in a yurt. It's going to be awesome. I'll definitely post about it. I'll podcast about it, but until then, you're just going to have to have a few Zach Hoffman podcast social media withdrawal syndromes for the next few days. So hope you can spare yourselves. Hope you can survive. And that's all for now. Good night. Good morning, actually.